I've got two very important points to share with you that will give you, I believe, a whole new perspective on what's happening in the world geopolitically, but also domestically, and why the governments of the world have, or at least the Western governments, have become such terrorist organizations that are at war with their own people while also being at war with other nations. So let's start big picture first. In geopolitics, the United States of America is a dying empire. Its days are numbered. The dollar is a dying currency. It will collapse. But in order to delay that collapse, the U.S. empire resorts to harming its competitive neighbors, or, you know, other nations around the world, harming them, destroying their infrastructure, for example, blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline to hurt Germany and hurt Western Europe, or running regime change coups, for example, in Ukraine in 2014, or trying to pillage and destroy Russia, trying to unleash economic sanctions against Russia. These are all weapons of destruction that are unleashed against America's both enemies and allies alike, including, like I said, Germany, France, the UK, you name it, in order to try to keep America at the head, or the top of the mountain, to create a monopolar world of Western domination. That's the goal. But it's not like the U.S. can any longer compete with other nations based on the merits of what the U.S. produces. The U.S. can't outproduce China. The U.S. can't outthink, you know, Japan or Japanese engineers or Chinese engineers or Russian engineers for that matter. The U.S. no longer represents the intellectual power of the world, nor the military power, nor the currency power. It still has a lot of sway over cultural power, but mostly that means the U.S. is exporting transgenderism and child mutilations and LGBT agendas, which is not anything to brag about. That's just, you know, Satanism repackaged under a rainbow flag. So the U.S. is not able to compete against other nations, and that's why it resorts to destroying them to try to keep the U.S., you know, stronger by comparison. Now, Victoria Nuland, who just resigned from the State Department, she really epitomizes the kind of regime change, you know, international meddling in other nations' business in order to bring those nations down. I mean, she was the perfect poster child, and she had the face to go with it, too. The perfect poster child of U.S. interventionism around the world. Again, not based on any desire to honestly trade with other countries. Not based on anything that would be considered free market, like, hey, we'll sell you corn if you sell us, you know, fertilizer or aluminum or whatever. That's not the way the world works. It's more like, hey, we're the United States. We're going to blow up your gas lines in order to hurt you and force you to buy liquid natural gas from us at triple the price. And then if we feel like it, we'll ban gas exports from Texas also, just to hurt Texas, which kind of brings me to my second point. That all of these same tactics that the U.S. empire is using to target other nations around the world, these are the same tactics it uses to target Americans. So the U.S. empire, this cabal of criminals in Washington, D.C. and the Virginia area and so on, the Atlanticists, as they're sometimes called, which includes some people in the U.K. and the city of London, they are at war with their own countrymen and women, and they use the same weapons against we the people that they use internationally. Just like they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, they also have black ops teams running around setting fire to food facilities in the United States. They run weather weapons, geoengineering weapons to cause food crisis. They use the EPA as a weapon to destroy the ability to sell combustion engine vehicles. That's a new EPA rule under the Biden regime. There will be essentially no new combustion engine cars or trucks allowed to be sold anywhere in America in a little over 10 years under current rules. They are wiping out the entire road transportation infrastructure in the name of climate change. Okay, but these are weapons against the people. And just like they rigged the 2020 election, that's exactly the same kind of thing that they have done internationally. They did it in 2014 in Ukraine. They've done it to over 150 countries around the world since the 1960s. Regime change is one of the most common functions of the intelligence community, the CIA in particular. It's just that in 2020, they turned all their weapons inward and targeted domestically the United States of America in order to achieve the rigging of that election and the installation of the Biden regime, which is still run by Obama, of course. Now, that's not the only thing. Understand that the policies, especially policies of taxation and business regulation in the United States of America, are specifically designed to keep people down, to make sure that you can never actually join the wealthy or have enough money to have influence. And the winners and losers in the so-called free market system in America, they're not based on merit. They are chosen politically. Now, understand, this is really critical. Google was chosen to succeed in the search engine space, not because it was the best technology. Actually, its initial PageRank technology wasn't very good at all, but because it was a weapon for the deep state. It was actually funded in part by the NSA and other creepy deep state organizations that all wanted to use the data acquired from Google as a weapon against the American people, to surveil the people, to be able to compromise them, to gain what's called kompromat, or compromising blackmail material in order to blackmail Supreme Court justices, which has been done, i.e. Justice Roberts, come on. It's not that difficult to see that he's been blackmailed and compromised. Yeah. Epstein Island, anyone? I mean, there's a lot of top-level people who were on Epstein Island, and there's videos of them. I'm not talking about Roberts. I'm just saying in general, across governors, across senators, across, you know, high-level judges, circuit court judges, you name it, lots of people have been compromised. That's all by design. And so all these weapons, again, are unleashed against the people. But taxation is one of them. You notice how Google pays almost no tax. What do they pay, like 3% tax or something? Because they have all these offshore strategies that are somehow legal, but they evade all the taxes. And yet, you and I, we don't have access to those kinds of special vehicles, international jurisdictions and, you know, royalty arrangements or whatever it is, the Irish double sandwich, I forgot what it's called, but all these offshore jurisdictions where they can avoid paying taxes, right? You and I end up in the boat where if you don't pay taxes, oh, guess what? They come seize your home. They seize your business. They seize your bank accounts. But wealthy people, the ultra wealthy, they don't have to pay anything. You know why? I mean, you think Bill Gates pays taxes? No. Puts it all in his foundation. You think Hillary Clinton pays taxes? Come on, give me a break. They don't pay taxes. You think Mitt Romney pays much? He probably pays a little just to show that he paid something. But behind the scenes, all the money that really changes hands, it doesn't go through taxation. So the ultra wealthy have built a system that protects them and their interests, but it's weaponized against the people to keep you down in the same way that they destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline to keep Germany down. They destroy your ability to save money, to make money, to keep money in order to keep you down so that you never rise up and threaten their financial dominance. And again, businesses are chosen. You think LinkedIn, you think its success was organic and spontaneous? No. Look at the guy who founded it. An anti-American, anti-Trumper, far left, you know, America-hating lunatic. And also, I think part of the Zionist cabal, if I'm not mistaken, which is another power center that dominates U.S. politics, dominates the business sector. It's a cabal. It's a gang that's allowed to have power and to succeed in the marketplace where everybody else is not allowed. Look at automobile manufacturers right now. You think the best design of a car wins in the marketplace? No. Mm-mm. No, it's whoever goes along and is the most obedient to the government's EV mandates. You get free money from the government to build products that people don't want. That's what EVs are all about. Nobody wants EVs. Nobody wants to stand around for 4 hours while the car charges. Nobody wants to pay triple the cost of car insurance or quadruple the cost for repairs. You know, once they realize it, once they get past the dreamy fairy tale, they're like, oh, this is crazy. Why would anybody want to own an EV? Nobody does. So the government has to force it on people by rigging everything, by choosing winners and losers instead of allowing the marketplace to choose them through supply and demand. And that's the thing. We don't have a free market. We don't have a free market system at all. In fact, of course, the currency is rigged because they keep printing more currency, which devalues the dollars that you already have. So even if you work and save and try to get ahead, you're being stolen from every single day by your own government. It's a mass looting that takes place every single day. You can't get ahead if you save money in dollars. You can't. Do the math. It's impossible. I'm saying if you have a regular salary and W-2 income and you pay taxes and you put money in the bank and you try to save money, you will never beat inflation through normal savings or buying treasuries. You will never beat inflation. Yeah, you can jump into some stock market bubbles, but those are rigged too. And they will reboot that from time to time and extract all the wealth from people like they did during the dot-com collapse of 2000 or the subprime market collapse, you know, in 2008. They always have a way to extract money from the people. And it takes real courage to exit the system. It takes real courage to buy gold and silver. Because in the minds of most people, they're thinking, well, the gold is not working for me. It's not doing anything. It's just sitting there. You think that putting money in a bank is working for you? No, it's working for the bank. You don't even own it once you deposit it, by the way. You become an unsecured creditor. You just gave your money to the bank. Whereas if you own gold and silver, at least you have it, you know, in your hands or in your possession somehow. And gold prices keep going up over $2,200 an ounce now. How's that working for you? That's pretty good. Up 10% in 1 month, 20% in the last year, more than 20%. And yeah, it's not like gold is out there building factories, but it's holding value, which is the only way to get ahead. Unless you happen to be, you know, very fortunate in a stock pick. Maybe you buy the same stocks that Nancy Pelosi's husband bought. And yeah, those are probably all going to go up because they trade on insider information. Another way the system is rigged. But if you're just trying to be an honest investor, a value investor, you spend hours doing your research and you play by the rules and you pay your taxes and you do what you're supposed to do as a good little citizen, you will never win because the system is designed to make sure that you lose at every turn so that you can never gain enough wealth to be influential. You will never be a billionaire in America, with few exceptions, unless the government picks you and the media picks you. If they want you to be a billionaire because you say all the right things about transgenderism and LGBT and you hate Trump and whatever, oh, then you're allowed to become a billionaire. With very few exceptions, that's actually how the system works. So this is one of the reasons, by the way, why there are so many people in the West who are actually cheering for the defeat of NATO in the Ukraine-Russia situation. It's not that they're necessarily cheering pro-Russia. They're not Russian. They're not Russian nationalists. They're just tired of seeing the West bludgeon the whole world and weaponize everything against every other country and demand that every country operate under the thumb of the West. You know, with all the economic sanctions and all the exports of the cultural lunacy and all the money printing, it's like, you know, that system, it's a crooked criminal system that the U.S. empire, the Western empire, well, it's more than the U.S., it's the Atlanticists, that's what that system runs on, is a deception, fake news, fake propaganda, fake elections, fake currency, and they're getting their asses handed to them by Russia. It's you know, to a lot of people looking at that, they're like, you know, finally, something that the West is doing is getting some pushback. I mean, that right there explains why there are people like Scott Ritter in the world who some people would accuse of being pro-Russia. It's not that they're pro-Russia. It's just that they're tired of all the lies and deceptions of the West. And to point those out sometimes gets you accused of being, you know, pro-Russia. Maybe you're just anti-deception. You know, maybe you're just pro-human. And for the record, you notice how Russia and China have both rejected all the LGBT cultural crap that is destroying the culture of the West. You notice that? Yeah, they don't allow all their men to be sissified into wokesters. They actually still have military soldiers, men, who can be turned into warriors instead of snowflakes. Yeah, so China and Russia and a lot of other countries, in fact, most other countries in the world in terms of population, they reject all the wokeism crap. Wokeism is a weapon against the West. It's another way that the establishment keeps people down, destroys family, creates cultural chaos, and wages an attack on the family in order to achieve depopulation, along with abortions and vaccines and so on. So I didn't even get to that about vaccines and the bioweapons and the plandemic. That's just a straight up weapon unleashed by the US government against its own people. It's an extermination weapon against the American people and against the US military too, by the way. Operation Warp Speed, right? Once you understand this, it all begins to make sense. You realize that the US empire is at war with the world. This is my summary of the podcast. It's at war with the world. It wages weapons of mass destruction against other countries, against their economies, against their currencies, and against their infrastructure. The US empire, internationally speaking, is a global terrorist organization that does things like blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines. And it also rigs elections and achieves regime change, runs, you know, revolutions and coups in other countries and assassinations, you name it, blackmail operations. And then it does the exact same things against the American people and against states like Texas and Florida through all kinds of weapon systems, including weather weaponization, currency weapons, economic sanctions, cultural weapons, lawfare weapons, you name it. And these are all signs of a dying, failing empire. That's the takeaway from this. The US empire wouldn't be this desperate if it could still compete based on merits, if it still had the best technology and the best exports and the best industry and the best thinkers and the best universities and the best scientists and the best engineers and the best medical system and all the best patents and inventions. It wouldn't need to resort to these weapons. It's doing so because the US empire is collapsing. It's no longer the best at anything except being all faggoty and transgenderism. Like that's what the US is the best at right now. It's just the best at being totally weak and twisted and perverted. I guess the US is the best at like child grooming and child mutilations, things like that. It's not the best at anything that actually contributes to human civilization in a positive way. And that's why the days of the US are numbered. Get out of the dollar while you can. Check out more of my interviews and podcasts and special reports at Brighteon.com. And also, to get ready for the financial collapse, be sure to check out my interviews with Andy Scheckman or with John Rubino, founder of Dollar Collapse. Be sure to check out our solutions, including Goldbacks. You can learn about that at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And get ready for what's coming, because the U.S. empire is at war with everybody on planet Earth. They're at war with China, Russia, Iran. They're at war with Europe. They're at war with their own allies. And they're at war with we the people. They're at war with Texas. They're at war with the truth. And they will stop at nothing to destroy everything in a desperate plea or bid to keep themselves in power. But they will fail. They will carry out a lot of destruction in their attempts to maintain dominance, however. So be prepared for that. We're going to live through a very dark time. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here
that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae that, again, available at a special price, a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. Healthrangerstore.com. Take care.